Wisconsin has co-ops in many fields, farming, business, and health. Ann Reynolds runs the UW Center for Cooperatives in Madison. She says there are strong, long-time examples of member-owned health groups in the state.
Many of them dating back to the 1970s, including Group Health of South Central Wisconsin. And then we also have a number of new cooperatives in insurance and purchasing of prescription drugs.
The co-op idea has gained some traction because President Obama has indicated that a public option is not key to health reform. In doing so, he's dismayed groups that believe it's the best way to control costs and expand access. Robert Craig from Citizen Action Wisconsin says a public option is not dead in Congress, even if the president appears to be backing off.
And at this stage, it would cause major problems in the House of Representatives, where there is a bill with a strong public health insurance option that is already through three committees and get a full vote right after Labor Day.
Meanwhile, the Senate's working on a reform bill with the co-op idea. However, even supporters of co-ops in general are unsure whether this would work. Ann Reynolds.
In order for cooperatives to really form an alternative in the marketplace, they're going to have to achieve some economies of scale.
And President Obama has indicated he wants a robust competitor to private insurance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.